I didn't think I was going to record today at all, but it's 8:41 and I decided I wanted to get something out, so we're going to do it. Welcome to Shootin' Louise, where I sit down and shoot the shit on things that are going on in my world and the world of professional wrestling, and I gave you guys a little bit of an update the other week about me getting an ADHD diagnosis. I got that ADHD diagnosis and I was prescribed a medication yesterday and I took that medication for the first time this morning. I also don't normally point these kinds of things out, but you kind of are getting like the rawest version of me right now. I have no hair extensions in. I have no makeup on. I had a very busy day and that's just kind of where we're at right now. People have a lot of opinions about things that you choose to do or decide to do. And I know that I didn't need to take ADHD medication. Like I have functioned thus far in my life without it, but I wanted to give it a try. Because in the things that I'm trying to do and the goals that I have, especially on this platform, on YouTube, as a streamer, while simultaneously working a full-time job as a hairstylist and having a home and all the things that I need to do, I felt like this was something I need to at least give a try if I want to achieve my goals. So we are trying it. And it was a very positive day. Like it was actually a really positive day. You know, you hear all kinds of terrible things about medication, and I understand that medication is not always the answer to everything in modern medicine, blah, 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 blah. But I really enjoyed today, and I feel really glad that I had such a positive experience. Now, it's only day one. We have a lot of days ahead of us. We have a lot of things that could go wrong, and there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad days. But I think I'm just trying to better myself, and I'm trying to be the best version of myself. And I think that this medication might be that. And if I decide I don't like it, you can stop taking it. Like it's no big deal. You're here one time, man. You're here one time and people will harp on you. You know, you're never going to please everybody. Everyone always has an opinion about something. Like I literally just posted on Instagram about me taking this medication and someone was like, "Stop taking that garbage immediately." And then you go to their page and it's just like nothing but propaganda of, you know, fake internet lies. So it is what it is. That's the internet. That's the world we live in. But I'm very happy with my decision. And in real time, this morning when I took this medication, I don't know if you've ever taken ADHD medication before, but I've done it once. And I did it when I was in college. And the reason that I did it was because I was trying to stay up all night to write a paper. And I remember I was 18. I was fresh in college. I was really struggling in college. I ended up dropping out, clearly, because of all the issues that I have. But I remember I took the medication and I remember feeling like, is this supposed to keep me awake? Like, what is this? People would rave about like Adderall, Vyvanse, those kinds of things, Ritalin, and be like, yeah, this is the way to party. It's the way to do this. And I just remember taking it and being like, what planet are you guys living on? Like, this is stupid. This is nothing. It was 2011. You know, we didn't know. 31 years old. Here we are, however many years later. And I can't believe it. When I took the medication this morning, it kicks in like 2 hours. So at the very beginning, I noticed when it started to kick in and my brain went quiet for the first time in years. And it was very overwhelming for me. It was a very overwhelming feeling. I had to call like 4 people to tell them what was going on. And I was able to start some tasks and stay on task and finish them and not be overwhelmed. And then I didn't feel as anxious. And as the day went on, you know, I noticed certain things. And I'm noticing now, you know, that people were talking about a crash or how they get grumpy as they're crashing. Now is about the time that it's wearing off for me. And I really am feeling okay. Another thing I noticed is that I'm not talking as fast, or I wasn't. I wasn't talking as fast. I wasn't talking as loud. I feel like I'm pretty much back to my normal cadence and volume at this point. But earlier, I mean, I was whispering. I called my mom and my mom was literally like, "You're being so quiet. Like, what the hell?" So that was pretty cool. But I'm just giving you an update on that right off the bat because that was my day. And like I said, the whole reason that I'm doing this is because I want to be better at this and I want to be a better creator and I love doing this. And I think this is an issue that I need to address. It makes me who I am and it also gives me my creativity, but it's hindering what you need to do and the consistency that you need in order to be as successful as I want to be and as successful as I think I can be. So we're going to keep going down this path and I don't know. People have said so many nice things to me throughout the day. So I'm very positive about it. I don't really care about the negative Nancys or anything like that. I hate right now, though, that 2K24 just came out. 2K24 released, well, early release was last night, this morning. I downloaded the game. I've not been able to play it at all. And I hate that I'm in this position where I can't be streaming as much as other people are. Like, could I be doing that right now? Yeah, but I'm also crashing from Vyvanse, so it's probably not the best idea to try and stream right now. You need to be high energy to stream. And I want to play the game, but I kind of want to, you know, do first play along with my audience and enjoy it with you guys and get to experience it, because I feel like you guys will also help me kind of navigate the game. I'm just realizing my lights aren't on behind me. Oh, well, it'll be fine. But I'm watching all my peers, you know, stream the game and streaming it right at midnight and being up all night. And I know that no two people need to be the same, and there's nothing wrong with me, and I'm not necessarily doing anything wrong in not streaming the way other people do. But man, I feel like I could be doing more, and I should be playing this game right now, and I should be capitalizing on it like everybody else is, with just life. Life gets in the way. I had a busy day. I had this thing happen. I had plans, and we're going to get there this weekend. Like, I'm just a little behind everybody else. And just because I'm not doing everything in real time, I'm realizing isn't a hindrance. Like, I don't feel like that's a bad thing. I think maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that I can do things in different time compared to everybody else. But it does bother me a little bit. I do feel, not to bring up the imposter syndrome again, but sometimes I really do just feel like, what am I doing? Like, am I even good at this? Like, what the fuck is going on? Still on the road to WrestleMania. We're building a card now. Things are actually coming together. Things are building. A lot of questions and conversations happening. The same things kind of being brought up. But we'll bring up first that Paul Heyman was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, finally. We had been talking about that. I feel like it makes me know what I'm talking about, because we've been talking about on stream how I feel like that's probably going to be, like, the first announcement, or that's like one for sure that I feel like was happening, just because the timing and the place makes sense, the location being in Philadelphia. We had conversations of who we think might be the one to induct Paulie Two Phones, that's what I'm calling Paul Heyman right now, but who could be the person that inducts him. And a lot of, I went to ECW people, so my pick would be like Tommy Dreamer. But there are a lot of people saying, you know, CM Punk, and I don't know if that's going to happen or what's going to happen. The one noticeable thing, you know, that's happening in these, you're going to continue to notice it as we talk about Paul being inducted, but there's going to be a huge gap in his career but leaving out his time with Brock Lesnar. I feel like that was a very pivotal time in Paul's career, honestly. His entire career was amazing, but being the advocate for Brock Lesnar was such an important part of WWE history, and we have to just nix it. So it's going to be interesting to navigate for sure. I'm hoping that the WWE audience doesn't do like fucking Brock cheers or something like that, which pains me to say as someone that was an absolute Brock Lesnar stan girly. I loved Brock Lesnar. But it is a noticeable difference. So I'm curious who else will be in the class. I'd love to hear if you have any guesses, because I don't right now. The only other guess I can think of would really be Bray Wyatt, you know, in lieu of his passing. I think that would make sense, but I'm always really bad at remembering who's in and who's out. So it being in Philly, I'd be curious what happens. We are still on the road of Cody, Roman, Rock, that whole fiasco, which I love. I think it's great. I think it's pro wrestling. It's amazing. But the internet, man, the internet, they're never satisfied with anything. And I got into it with a few people the other day on the internet, because, you know, if you've been watching me for a while, you know, I talk about, for the most part, in videos, the in-character versions of things that are happening in professional wrestling. I'm not a dirt sheet. I don't have anything against dirt sheets. I don't have anything against reporters. Obviously, I'm friends with many of them. They have their place in the business, but it's just not what I do. I like the wrestling part. I like the storyline part. I like the theatrics of it all. You know, those kinds of things, the moves, the athleticism, that's what I care about. I don't care about, oh, they changed this plan for this reason, and this was said backstage, and it's just not what I want to focus on. It's never been what I wanted to focus on, and people have a very hard time understanding that. I feel like the direction that they took with the 21-minute promo that The Rock dropped on his, what did he do it on, X or Twitter or both of them? I can't remember. Oh, X and Twitter is the same thing. I'm sorry. X, Twitter, or Instagram. Whatever. I think he dropped it on both. But regardless, you know, I feel like that explanation was a hell of a promo. That was amazing. That was art. It was art. I loved it. And it really weaved together whatever situation happened and whatever reason that decisions were made because of, you know, CM Punk's injury and the crowd changing the way that the story was going to go. I think it all makes sense to me. But there's people that are like, oh, this, it doesn't make sense because they still only had this happen for such and such and such reason. And I'm like, I don't really care why the decision was made. I just want it to make sense. And there were people that will fight all day long that it doesn't make any sense. And I, you know, that sounds exhausting to me. It sounds exhausting to me. I just, you know, I want to see what happens. I don't necessarily know what's going to happen when it comes to WrestleMania as far as that whole fiasco is involved or concerned. And I love that I don't know. I love that I don't know if it's going to be Cody or Roman. I love the involvement of the stipulation of the tag team match on night one between Seth and Cody and Rock and Roman. Hasn't been accepted yet as of this recording. That's going to be, you know, discussed on Friday when both teams go face to face finally. I've liked the build to all of that, minus Seth calling The Rock Diarrhea Dwayne. I love to see that pretty much every streamer had the same reaction to it being said. It was like Diarrhea Dwayne, and all of us were just like a slight reaction, and then a, oh my god, like what are we doing. But regardless, you know, sometimes things are cheesy and it's totally okay. Seth is a cornball, love him regardless, it's all good. You know, they're doing what they can. Not everyone can be The Rock and go out there and call people crackheads. It's not how it goes. But this WrestleMania is shaping up to be so unpredictable, and I'm really, really loving that. I had I'm trying to think of questions that people have been asking me. So one that I got asked is if I think that Bayley and Io should main event night one. And I don't get into like specifics of that kind of stuff, but I do have an answer for this one. So I don't think that Bayley and Io should main event night one, and not because I don't think they deserve it, or not because I don't think that Bayley absolutely should have a main event and hopefully win this title at WrestleMania. It's that if this challenge is accepted by Seth and Cody, if this challenge is accepted that The Rock has you know, put forth, where if they lose on night one, you know, it's bloodline rules for night two against Roman and all of that. If all of that happens, that is going to be a chaotic match, the tag team match. It's going to be chaotic. People are very invested in it. People are going to be invested in it. I don't think it is fair to Bayley and Io to have that chaotic of a story that has really, I don't want to say overshadowed, I did use the word overshadowed, but that has really dominated the television storyline of both Raw and SmackDown. It's not fair to Bayley and Io to have them go on after that. I think that you need to pull a Taker and Shawn, and you need to go out there and give one hell of a before the main event. I know that they're doing the co-main event things, which I know is a thing and I don't understand. And I feel like there may have been an announcement about that, but I'm not about to like stop and go look. It's whatever. But I do think Bayley and Io do not need to be last. They don't need to go on last. I think it'll suck. I think everyone's going to have the energy sucked out of them for the tag team match. And I think the tag team match is going to have energy no matter what. So don't put Bayley and Io in that position. Let them have their moment before that happens in anticipation. So that's, you know, my thought process on all of that. I normally would not bring this up, but it's so prevalent in every like chat and thing that I'm looking at right now. Liv Morgan. Let's clear the air here. I love Liv Morgan. I think Liv Morgan is a great talent. I think she's amazing. She's beautiful. She has improved so much. She works very hard. I have nothing against Liv Morgan. But for some reason, man, I like to have fun on stream and I say funny, silly things to about literally everybody. I will never attack someone's character. Everything I say is always in jest and in fun as far as their characters and the things that they say go. Like Drew McIntyre. For example, I love Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre is obviously an amazing professional wrestler. He is so good at what he does, and he's doing amazing right now. But when he comes out, I cannot help but just play into the fact that he's coming out and whining about something, and now he's coming out and he's gonna cry about getting his opportunity taken, and like Drew McIntyre, like I live for that. I think it's funny. I think it's the whole fucking point of professional wrestling. So when it comes to Liv Morgan, what was that? I do the same thing, and I just recently did the same thing. Liv Morgan was she interrupted Becky Lynch's match on Monday, and I was calling her a crybaby. That, you know, she's revenge tour. This is her revenge tour. Now she's being a crybaby, even though she's telling other people to cry about it. Like, how this is so hypocritical. Like, I'm being funny. Man, they come out to play. I know they're being dubbed like the Liv stands, but holy shit, dude, they're insane. I had one come into one of my TikTok lives and was like, "We're gonna come after you." I guess there's like a group chat of Liv stands on Twitter. They have like a group of 60 of them, and they were coming into my chat and being like, "We're gonna cancel you. We're gonna end you because you said something bad about Liv." And I'm like, "What in the fuck are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about." And all it ended up being was they were coming at me because I said I was okay with Liv not winning the Elimination Chamber. I was just dumbfounded. I can't believe that, you know, these people exist in the world. What the actual hell? But this is shaping up to be a good WrestleMania season. It's shaping up to be a good WrestleMania. I am very excited. I am still not going to WrestleMania. I know that a lot of people have been asking me, and I know that there are some people that are going, but I might have mentioned before, and I might have talked about before, that I really do feel like my place is here, watching from home, getting to watch all of the production stuff and the things online. And this is my job, you know, doing this, and I'm excited to get to watch it with all of you at home. I also have a busy weekend. It's my best friend's daughter's first birthday party, and I'm not going to miss her first birthday party. So it makes sense that I'm not going to WrestleMania. Maybe someday I will. I feel like if there was ever a WrestleMania to go to, though, this would have been the one. It's the 40th one. We're having The Rock there. Like, it's going to be incredible. But I don't necessarily have FOMO, like, that I'm not going. I'm comfortable in my decision to not go, and it's going to save me a shit ton of money. I did not watch AEW Revolution live for Sting's retirement match. Sundays are my day. I don't stream Sunday. I don't really do anything on Sundays. Sometimes I'll do like gaming streams in the afternoon, but for the most part, like, Sunday nights are off limits. That's my night that I go to my favorite place and have pizza and drinks and hang out with my husband and my family and whoever else wants to roll through. Everyone knows that we're there. And I am not going to give that up for a pay-per-view unless it's WrestleMania. WrestleMania is the one exception to that rule. And I'm still going to do my normal routine on that Sunday. I'm just going to be going, I'll just be going earlier so that I can make it in time for stream. But I watched clips of the Sting retirement match. And man, I love the send-off. Wild spots. There was glass everywhere. There was glass stuck in Ric Flair's foot. There was glass that got blown into the audience, and people had shards in their arms. Darby Allin has a death wish. Holy shit. The first thing I woke up to on Monday morning was I opened my phone to Instagram, and the first reel was the spot of Darby off the ladder into the glass. And I audibly like gasped. I was like, oh my God. It's insane. Just a different level of the sport that, you know, I'm not a deathmatch girly at all. And I know that that's not like a deathmatch, but just the high risk of it is, it's so cool to see. But man, it just makes me like lose my breath for a minute. But happy retirement, Sting. And then the next day we had on Raw, they gave him a shout out. I mean, they talked about Sting's retirement. So I think it's cool to see that we really are entering a different era of the WWE where we're able to talk about other people that are in different companies, especially someone as well-liked and well-respected as Sting. I think it was Chris Jericho that said Sting is probably one of the only people that genuinely has people that will say no one has anything bad to say about him. I think that speaks volumes to his character. And I'm very, very happy for Sting, for Steve Borden in his retirement. And I wish him the best. I think it's awesome. I didn't watch WCW that much when I was a kid. It was on, but we were a WWF family. But my friends were very WCW families. And I remember we had like the Sting wrestling buddy. My friends were big Sting fans, big Goldberg fans, you know, NWO fans of Hogan. So I knew about them and of them, but those were things that I learned more as I went back and watched wrestling. Because in real time, we were... just WWF. We were those tribalistic motherfuckers in the late 90s, you know. I'll keep this one pretty short today. I just wanted to get something out because I didn't get to record any actual wrestling content with everything going on and like adjusting my medication this week. I just wanted to say thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for the amount of growth that we've had. I don't say thank you enough just because sometimes I think if I acknowledge it too much that it's just going to go away. And I don't want it to go away because I feel like I've worked really hard for it and I love it. And I don't know why so many people are here, but I want to do better. And I have so many good ideas. And the whole reason that I'm navigating this whole ADHD thing is just so that I can do better because I have so many good ideas and I'm such a creative, but it's just, I'm at this point in my life where I've got so much going on. It just, I can't manifest. I hate the word manifest, but I can't like put it on paper and make it come to life. And I think if I can get this fog lifted, like I can just be so much better. And it's a big reason I also don't, you know, collaborate with people. I don't ever want people to think that I am ignoring you on purpose or I'm not answering your messages on purpose. It's just, it's so overwhelming the amount of, you know, people that I have asked me to, you know, interview on this or do this or do this. There's just not enough time. And I also don't do a lot of interviews or shows solely because I feel like I struggle so much with interviews and coming up with things on the fly. And that was one of the coolest things today on my first day of taking a medication that I wasn't having brain farts. Like I was able to actually conjure thoughts and it was happening easily and quickly. And that was very, very encouraging for me. And I'm hoping that maybe I can collaborate with more people. I never want to put anyone in a bad position and never want to let anyone down. And I think that's why Shootin' the Weeze works so well for me, or why having my own channels and working by myself works so well for me, because I don't have anybody else depending on me. I don't have a deadline. I get to just work for myself. And if I miss a deadline or if I screw up or if I don't post for 2 weeks or if, you know, if it's on no one else but me. I'm not hurting anyone else. I'm only hurting myself. So I just wanted to address that too, because I do get a lot of messages of people, you know, asking me to come on, and it's just not realistic for me to be able to do it. I wish I could, but I'm just not in the position right now where I am comfortable to collab. And maybe if I get myself a little more organized, then I'll be willing to work with more people. And I would love to, because this community has been so supportive of me and I've met so many amazing people, and I really would love to get to know a lot more of you. I don't want you to think I'm just this recluse that hates everybody. I don't think anyone actually thinks that, but you know, sometimes I wonder if the Weezy's a bitch. I don't think anyone actually thinks that, but I get in my own head sometimes. So anyway, like I said, there's my ramble. I don't know what I'm going to be streaming this week. Definitely Friday for SmackDown, but as far as a 2K, I don't know yet, but I'm excited to play it. All right. Thanks for being here. Take care, everybody.